for Jane, the feeling that, by the way, you're doing really good. Just one, okay, I'm going to give you some sentences that came through. Keep doing what you're doing. You are on the right path. Be easier on yourself, because it when you have compassion for self and you love yourself deeply, you can move forward more easily. It's when we are hard on ourselves that it's more challenging to move forward. You are especially good, Jane, at creative projects and creative expression. And consider, one of the things that came up for you was consider the current career opportunities open to you right now. So they're already in front of you, as you know, the ones to move forward with. And the one in particular, like you already know, a huge one that's lit up for you is jewelry. And that is blessed big time by Divine Mother and the angels, all of your angels that you work with and Divine Mother. It's so blessed. Okay, there's something coming through regarding that right now. And that, your jewelry is completely blessed, that it's important you know the value of it, because there's also something you can do that will add more value to your jewelry, which is write down little stories that go with that piece of jewelry. And those little stories, I don't know if they're handwritten or printed, but probably printed in, even if they were just printed on sheets of paper, and you could do, and I know that you want to sell your jewelry on Etsy, which is excellent idea, so good. One thing that will make you, the thing that helps you know your uniqueness and your value is how much your jewelry is blessed by Divine Mother, and also how much your little stories, whatever you channel for that piece of jewelry, can be a message from Divine Mother, or it can be a story. Play with that. The angels also showed me writing as your divine life purpose, one of them, bringing divine light and love to the world, and environmentalist. Creative projects, as we said, you're extremely creative. Your sensitivity, you're also becoming more sensitive. You may need to make changes to accommodate this and to really pay attention and take very good care of yourself. That's vitally important. Regarding your jewelry, that is something that is so, can take off, and so many people, your jewelry will be sought out. It will catch on if you allow it to. And what's most important is to know your worth regarding your jewelry, because it is something that is incredibly magical, and it will help. It opens up divine light codes for others with regard to their light helping Mother Earth. It helps their light help Mother Earth. So it strengthens them and it grounds them into Mother Earth. It is a symbol for them as well. And there are some creative ways that you can expand this idea of writing little stories or channeling with it, because some of it could be their wishes or their dreams, or it could be blessed for their wishes or their dreams as well. And then there's some combination there, but that could be the more custom side. So there's many expansion branches off of that tree of the jewelry. It's such a beautiful, beautiful gift you have, and it can be combined with your writing. So your writing doesn't necessarily have to be separate. There's something else for you to look into, which is after Etsy, after you say you get a few products on Etsy, you could look into a Shopify store. There's some, if you wanted to expand in that way, but Etsy is perfectly good start. It's like such a wonderful start. But Shopify just helps you have a website, and you can actually do a blog on Shopify. That's the only reason why I mentioned that. And it's really easy. There's lots of tutorials on YouTube of how to build a Shopify store. The thing I like about Shopify is that you can publish it on, you can do posts, you can publish it, you can sell directly on Pinterest, and you can sell directly on these other platforms from Shopify. So that's something later, but Etsy feels like such a great start for you, And then, okay, so now let's go into the blocks. And I just want to say great job on everything. You've prepared so well for this time. Some of the blocks, when I mention the blocks, it is to help you be more consciously aware. It helps the healing team help you more. Because if I mention the blocks, it will help you actually release them easier. Instead of not being aware of them, and it, when we're not aware of them, sometimes we can't release them as easily. The healing team can't get to them as easily when we are not aware of what they are. So I'm just going to go into them. There's a little bit of, there's a little loss of hope, as you know. And okay, so if this brings things up for you, just allow the healing team to do their work and know that you're safe, and this will be, this is being cleared for you. And I have experienced so much of this in my past, but loss of hope is in there. So know that layers of that are being cleared. They also want you to pay attention to self-care and health improvement, your diet and nutrition, to really look at the diet and any deficiencies in nutrient-wise. What other nutrients would help you so much by getting them in? You can use your intuition, your body, or a pendulum to find out what nutrient deficiencies you need to add, what nutrients you need to add. Okay, there's also family lineage things, and it goes back to the grandfather, and the grandfather that comes to your mind is the one, and that goes back to that lineage. And there's some allergies in there from the family lineage DNA stuff that the healing team is helping you clear. Diabetes stuff. In that grandfather's side, there's addictive personality on that side is what that came up. And then there's also that's being cleared. Thyroid stuff is deeper layers of that is being cleared, so it functions better. And I'm not a medical intuitive also, so continue seeing your doctors, of course, and take the best care of yourself. There's in the family lineage what else was passed down was some negative thinking patterns. Now, just you being aware of that is helping the healing team clear those for you. Negative thought patterns, that was also passed down. That's helping to be cleared for you. There's some lymphatic blockage. So whatever you can do consciously to help your lymphatic system flush itself out more, that would help. There's things passed down such as self-worth, feeling insignificant, that's being cleared. And the more that you can do things daily for yourself to help that, the more that you will be able to fully move forward. And it takes steps going, wow, I am so worth this. Whatever I want, I'm worth it. And your jewelry sells more. And that's what happens. That's what's being cleared, so that your jewelry and you will move forward with that because it's in your heart. It feels like, and you might choose something else. Of course, that's always your choice, but it feels such divine love and light through your jewelry. Your health will improve. It feels like just more self-care is needed there. And then, of course, in-laws and doctor. And we, so much compassion for you from the angels with regard to your husband right now. So much love. So that is why they want me to tell you as I end, close this reading for you. They want me to tell you that your self-care is vitally important. Your own self-worth, self-care, nutrition, diet, then your husband, taking care of him, because we can't take care of others unless we put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. Then your husband's care, because the better care you take care of yourself, the better care you're going to be able to take care of him. And then after that comes more of your life purpose. And that could be just even starting out, okay, well, I really do need more income. I need more revenue. So then after you take care of you and your husband, it's like, okay, how could I just create more revenue with my jewelry and just go ahead and try it? It doesn't even have to be this big deal. I could just put the jewelry on as it is and just see what sells. And when you're ready for that, you'll feel stronger and you'll feel like, okay. And for you, I feel like it really is not making it about this is my whole life mission. For you, it's like, okay, I want to make some money from selling my jewelry because my jewelry is wonderful. And it is. I love it. I love your jewelry. And just, it's like, oh, I'm just going to test this out. I'm going to go ahead and put this on there and I'm going to see what sells. And kind of making it a not big deal. Because when you make it a huge life purpose deal, that's when you almost feel too bogged down by the bigness of it. And it doesn't have to be that way. It can just be tiny steps, just plain, just taking care of you and your husband. And then just, oh, I'm just going to see if this sells on Etsy. And that's the first step, just making it really tiny. So very good. I'm very, very proud of you. Most wonderful. And all of you right now are receiving deep, deep healing. So if any of these blocks resonated with you too, know that for all of us, this is being cleared, myself included. These layers are being cleared for all of us. That's what's so beautiful about this call today. The second life purpose angel reading is for Linda. There's only one Linda on the call. And okay, let me bring through the golden light now for you. The angels are smiling, and your hearts are receiving deeply now. Okay, Linda, you have such a very focused and higher soul. You love study, right? They want me to tell you these exact words. You've done a great job with your study, with elevating yourself, and they know it has taken diligence for you to elevate yourself and almost train yourself to the point you're at right now. Another thing that came up for you when I looked at all of the pendulum, and you already know this, you're good with children for your life purpose. Culinary also came up, and I'm not sure if that's related to nutrition or not. And they also want you to know freedom, it's your choice. It really, really is. You have such a wide opening, a wide expansion for you. And it's really about feeling what's most joyful for you and what sets your heart most free and brings you the most peace. And they say it's your heart desire, Linda. And they also say you're excellent at speaking. So that's also part of your life purpose. And another thing that came through is you spiral back around. And what that means, you spiral back around, means that it's very similar to what happened with me, to where I'll do part of my preparation steps. So you've done so many prep steps, Linda, that sometimes you have ideas and then you move on to another, like what feels better to you. But then you'll move back to the other idea. So sometimes you will have gone through these ideas before and you will spiral back around to an idea maybe you had a year ago, 6 months ago. It's resurrected again. And in that resurrection, you've become more prepared. You've taken more prep steps to get yourself ready for the expanded part of your career, the expanded part of your purpose on Earth. And what also came up when I was using the pendulum for you is career change. And you're also a natural energy healer. You bring true divine light, which heals others in your classes. And you're also, your sensitivity is becoming more sensitive, so you may need to make changes to accommodate this. And trust your feelings and your dreams. This is very important because sometimes because of the people around you or just all of that you have, it's more of the energy sometimes where you'll negate your own feelings and dreams and they want you to validate them. Validate what comes through. Write it down. Validate it 3 times, you know, over. Read your notebook again and again. Go, no, I know this is where I'm going. This is where I'm headed, even though it doesn't seem possible right now. And keep doing what you're doing. You are on the right path and you're also a spiritual teacher. Okay, I'm gonna channel word for word before I mention the blocks because the blocks will also just mentioning them will start to clear them. So I'm gonna bring through word for word for you. Your ideas of travel and expansion are available for you with being able to travel with your life purpose and even do yoga with your life purpose, like with traveling. It's something that, okay, the image that they're showing me, it's something that's in your back pocket. You already have this available for you. There's models and templates available for you regard to this, and these are being brought in with your higher soul's blueprints, the model and template for this. Sometimes it takes finding other people that are doing what we want to be doing to sort of see, well, model after them. So they want you to look at other people doing this and take pieces. Now, when you look at these people, they might not have everything that you want to be doing, but they'll have a piece. Then you'll find another like leader doing this or a person that's making a living doing this, and you'll take another piece from them, like, oh, I like this part of what they're doing with their work. I'm going to implement that in and take it and go, okay, so then you figure out how they're doing it. And you can dissect that. But those blueprints are already in you of how. You're given, there's two or three choices in front of you right now, but it's up to you to feel out which one is best for you with regard to how you want to go about it. It could be through speaking, or it could be through yoga events, or it could be through retreats. But it might also be in a different way. It might be in a way that you never thought was possible. And that's where study and research comes into play for you. You'll research and you'll study, okay, how are other people doing it? Like, what else can I bring into the equation that would allow me to be able to do that? And that is when you're going to find like four different things, but there's one specific thing you're going to find that's going to resonate. And it's going to be a piece to your puzzle that you never thought was possible that's going to make it easier for you. And they want you to tell you, they want to tell you that sometimes it's just about believing it that it's possible and allowing the how to come to you. The how will unfold because you already have those blueprints within you. And then as you go deep with your meditations, as you already do, you're doing a beautiful job with your meditations and you write afterwards or during your meditations, you'll unfold more clues, okay? And they want you to ask them questions. Your guides and angels want you to ask, write down, okay, well, then how do I do this? Okay, I have this idea. I got this clue. Well, how do I do this? Or write down, I have this obstacle. How do I overcome this particular thing right here? And, okay, so then they draw me back and they say set smaller goals. So, and like you're already doing, you already are applying this with one trip. And then there's going to be another trip after this. And then there's going to be another one. But how you do the next trip might change because you might meet people on this next trip that's like, oh, my God, look at what they're doing. They're doing this in this way and that's how they're doing it. And then you formulate the other pieces to the puzzle, you see. So every trip you take, more pieces to the puzzle come together. And then you're making a living doing it even more and having so much more abundance come to you, like tenfold, hundred, like so any, it's unlimited. Unlimited, the abundance that can come to you. And it's about, it comes back to validating yourself and validating your worth. And like, why isn't it available? Why is it available for other people and not you? Well, it is available for you. It absolutely is, and it's right there. So good job on allowing yourself to validate yourself, allowing yourself to receive what's available for you. Okay, so now they take me to some of the blocks. So, and this comes from passed down from this family lineage, the self-worth again, which all of us have that, I swear, definitely me. It's still, you know, we have layers of it being cleared. So those layers are, they come up to the surface. And then what also comes up, a little bit of mental confusion happening, but that's being cleared right now already. In the family lineage, there's also, I don't know why, but asthma comes up in the family lineage, that programming is being cleared. Family lineage obesity stuff is being cleared. Just in the family lineage, like this was a program. Also some abuse, and they're being cleared. Now, all of those things that those programs were, affect the self-worth, so those being cleared will help you tremendously. Okay, they also want you to ask, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And start dreaming and writing down ideas from that point after your meditation. What also, the blocks that are being cleared is thoughts and old programming. Negative energy from some people around you is also being cleared. This sometimes drags you down. Sometimes there's some negative energy around you where people, some maybe one or two, doesn't wish the absolute best for you, but because you're very sensitive and in tune, you can kind of pick up on this. Well, they're cutting those cords if you say yes, and they're releasing that for you. And just to be more aware, and then just know that you have a right to say no. Know that you have a right to say, you know what, like, I need my space, or I need my my sanctuary space. Like, no, I don't really feel drawn to do that. Or, like, energetically moving your hand and getting them out of your energy field and asking the angels to do that for you when you feel their energy has intruded in you. Even after, say, yoga classes, but this is also could be neighbors, could be, you know, even family members, but just getting them out of your energy field so that you can be one with your higher self and the source. Because when you're one with source, it's all abundant, and your self-worth is there when you're one with your higher self, and you absolutely know your worth. There's just old layers, and you're being cleared in the energy blocks regarding that. And then what's also being cleared is just thought patterns regarding lifestyle choice, lifestyle, and then comfort zone and old habits. So those are being cleared for you. So very, very good job. And let me see any last words. You have what it takes, is what they say. Believe in yourself. Say no to what doesn't feel right for you and what doesn't feel good for you. And you're supported all the way. And they say, we love you so much and good job. The third life purpose angel reading is from Marilyn. And Marilyn, what comes through for you with the pendulum immediately that came through was you, your strength. You're so strong. And that's one of your gifts. And that's part, that makes up more of your life purpose, is how your strength, and you're gifted with children as well. You're also a healer and flowers. I don't know if it's flower essence or flowers have a part of your life purpose. Books as well, and for you to research and study more, but books, and then body work comes up for you. So there might be things in the future that you will learn more with energy work in the body, and you can go into deeper layers of that, whatever area you're drawn. And practice is important for you, play. Like, you're just very playful naturally anyways, so playing and practicing, and if you don't like something, go on to the next. It's no big deal. Walk away, and then also the angels wanted you to know, walk away from the situation in order to resolve it. This could be with people. Could be someone just antagonistic kind of energy. Just walk away in order to resolve it. And just ask for help with clearing their energy. Sort of for, same with what we were telling Linda, clear. Just ask for help clearing their energy out of your energy bodies. And saying, oh, don't need to be around that. And efficiency, okay, so then I'm going to channel word for word anything else that comes through for your life purpose. They want you to have more fun playing because that's your natural state of that part of your life purpose, is how much you light people up with your playful energy and your love. You're so full of love and light. You have such a beautiful auric field, and your auric field blesses people just by being yourself. So they want to let you know that your life purpose involves just being yourself. Who you are blesses people in your presence. And that's part of your higher self. Your higher self gives people blessings just from being around you. And little trinkets and gifts energetically. So really, really good job on listening to what you're to do that weekend and that day or that night after work, what feels good to you, because now is your time. It's your role too is part of a support role, and you are supportive with people in your life. You will be protected while you go through change. You're always protected, and trust your feelings and your dreams. Consider the current career opportunities open to you. So it's also for you in front of you right there, because they want me to say the words, all you need is in front of you. All you need is right there. Take better care of yourself. What makes you, and they also want you to play on your time off of work with what makes you lose time altogether? What makes time vanish? To go with that energy, what makes time vanish for you? Okay, and some of what else was coming through were for you is to reduce excess stress levels. This is extremely important. So that's why playing and resting and just having fun, taking the best care of you, is very important, Marilyn, at this time. What's being cleared in your family lineage is childhood trauma and self-worth, and that's passed down, like in the lineage, that's being cleared. Other people's energy and cordings and voices in your head are being cleared. And something comes up regarding relationship, significant other. So I'm not sure why that's coming up, but also it's important to improve your diet, better nutrition as well, because they want you to take very good care of yourself right now, and that will also reduce your stress levels. Seeing what nutrition would help you feel more balanced overall, because they also say it's about for you balancing your 3D ethereal with your 3D ethereal, or I'm sorry, ethereal self with your 3D physical body. And that balance, because you're very angelic, that balance is very important, because you can go up there really high in energy and, like, oh my gosh, almost get ungrounded, which I can too. So I definitely can relate. But going back down into your body, asking your body what it needs, what nutrients, what water, what can you eat that will help it feel, have more long-standing energy levels, will help you greatly. And asking, what is too much? What are you doing that's too much? Because they want you to balance out that ethereal with the 3D. And your better nutrition will also help your mental focus and your mood enhancement. So very, very good on that. You're right on track, Marilyn. Everything is on purpose for you. Everything is already planned out. What's key for you is following the clues and following the steps. It's not going to be like a huge shift so much recently in this next year. It's going to be listening to the joy and taking better care of yourself. As you listen to where you're peaceful, joyful, and where you are more balanced, that is doing your life purpose this next year. That will unfold it more and more, because as you honor yourself, more people get blessed through your light and your auric field. You're just right on track. So honor yourself, believe in yourself, have faith in what's coming to you, say no to what doesn't feel right to you, and all else will fall into alignment. Very, very proud of you. And your auric field just looks so beautiful, so beautiful. And the angels give you, I see your cherub angels around you. You have cherub angels, and they're giving you blessings right now. And they are just tickled pink. They're very excited. So very good.